to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about creating new stories to prosperity. It's our stories about money that make such a major difference in the amount of money that comes to us. Next week, I'll give you tips for changing your stories. Actually, this week, today, I'll give you tips for changing your stories so you can become more prosperous. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to remind you that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. Now, at the rate time flies, this will be here in a flash. This program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. And if you're ready to work in the flow and move into the abundant universe in spite of the economy, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. So, what's up in the heavens? Now, first of all, did you have an eclipse event? Something unexpected? Perhaps even a failure of some type? Tuesday, July 7th, we had the first of 3 eclipses this summer. This was a lunar eclipse, which typically suggests something ending. This is the summer of change, and if you're impacted by one or more of these eclipses, then you need to make a new response. Use a new idea or method, and if you fail to do this, the universe will respond with tragic or violent consequences. Now, do you know someone who died recently? If so, this was likely an eclipse event due to the fact that they didn't make a new response. Or how about Sarah Palin deciding to leave office? That was her eclipse event, which was opposite her Mercury and in her area of work. This suggests that she was not thinking clearly about her work, or her mental abilities were diminished or eclipsed. We can see this from her resignation speech and interviews, which tend to wander all over without saying much that makes sense. Now, today, after our first break, I'll talk about creating new stories to prosperity, but you can use those same techniques I'll be discussing to make a new response for the eclipses. In the meantime, just remember not to respond with your usual knee-jerk responses. You need a new method, a new idea, a new response to these eclipses. There's also a secondary meaning for the July 7th eclipse, and it's related to reviving your physical body or developing sexual energy or satisfaction. It's time to reconnect with your body and physical vitality. And if you've been neglecting your physical well-being, now is the time to regenerate and enjoy having a body. Find some like-minded people. Start some physical exercise or activities. Be spontaneous and enthusiastic about revitalizing yourself. When this energy is used negatively, it results in relationships based solely on sexual attraction. That's probably not what you really want, but certainly it's one way to reconnect with your body. Now, this July 7th eclipse was at 15 degrees and 24 minutes of Capricorn. So if your chart or your company chart has a planet or personal point between 11 to 19 degrees of Capricorn or Cancer, then this eclipse will have an impact on you. And remember, all eclipses can have an impact up to 30 days before or after the actual eclipse. So this one can impact us through August 7th. Next, we're at the tail end of a cycle for Sun, Sextile, Saturn that's still in range through July 12th. Now, since July 4th, we've seen leaders choosing to be responsible, handling the details, working out the logistics for various operations. This has already peaked, and thankfully it was there during the first eclipse, providing some stability and responsible actions. So if you are the leader of a group or business, you still have a few days to clean things up and get them in order. Then, between July 12th through the 24th and peaking on July 18th, we get a terrific cycle that is very strong for leaders to make new choices and lead others down new paths. This cycle is Sun trine Uranus. It's a time when we could see some radical, bolder, innovative changes from leaders. And you may personally feel like you want to do something completely different during this period. And if so, follow your instincts. It can be very stimulating and exciting. You may also need more exercise than normal during this period, since our bodies will need a way to discharge the extra electrical energy that's flowing through them at that time. Now, those cycles are closely followed by two more cycles which contribute some good energies. The first one, Mercury sextile Saturn, relates to being able to create a solid plan or use good analytical skills to define challenges. And that part of the cycle is in range today, July 10th through the 13th. Then that's followed by a second cycle, Mercury trine Uranus. This energy provides an unusually strong ability to come up with new solutions, new ideas, and new responses. This cycle's in range, July 13th through the 18th, and it peaks on July 16th. And hey, it's here just in time to help with those eclipse events. Plenty of new ideas are available. Now, this period between July 13th through the 18th with Mercury trine Uranus is also excellent for website promotions, especially July 13th and 14th. And it's also excellent for broadcast promotions. Now, if you need to promote something on the web or on a broadcast program, July 13th and 14th are the best dates we have for quite some time. Mercury is also with the Sun those days, so leaders are more articulate than usual in communicating their bold decisions. And your promotion could shine bigger and brighter on those days than usual. So take advantage of this major opportunity. July is a very tough month because of the eclipses. So July 13th and 14th are two of the best days we have all month long. And some pretty exciting opportunities are available on those days. Now, between July 15th through the 27th, we may encounter financial and relationship challenges related either to not enough money or to a relationship that could be either ending or encountering challenges. This cycle is Venus square Saturn, and it will peak on July 21st when we have the total solar eclipse. Now, a positive use of this energy financially would be to track your finances and make a budget. So in terms of a relationship, Venus is in the sign of Gemini, and she is a bit on the flirty side here. Venus in Gemini likes to hang out with lots of different people, and this can be seen by a partner as someone who's not loyal. So if you happen to be in that relationship, it's a good idea to take a different viewpoint and see this as part of the person's nature, not as being disloyal to you. And if you can't do this with these eclipses afoot, you're likely to find yourself without the relationship. Venus in Gemini does not like to be controlled. She's not a householder person. She's a trail person, and she's looking for a trail mate. And if you're not that person, she's likely to find someone who's a lot more suitable very soon. Now, that's because right before this cycle of Venus square Saturn peaks, it comes into range of three more cycles, which can also impact finances and relationships. Now, I'm not going to go into all three of these cycles now. We'll talk about those next week. But just know that they are ones which can bring abundance and joy. So it may start off feeling like you don't have enough, but plenty is on the way. Unfortunately, those three cycles are also followed by a surprising financial or relationship challenge. So when the money comes pouring in later this month, be sure you save some. Now, today and tomorrow, July 10th and 11th, we have the last of a cycle where we may have felt pretty tired or just plain exhausted. This cycle is Mars square Neptune, And what's really happening here is that we want to be more spiritually motivated. That means we would spend time turning inward instead of constantly doing stuff all the time. But instead, with our cultural training, most of us just try to keep going, and we tend to exhaust ourselves. Today, we also have Moon Square Mars. And although this can be emotionally energizing, it can also explode in anger. So pay attention. If you're feeling tired, just stop. Otherwise, you could end up going off like a rocket, and that can have some pretty tough consequences these days with the eclipses here. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can now sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. No more trying to take notes, no more having to remember to go to the website each week, just the simple process of registering for it so we can send it to you free each week. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link will be under What's New on the left side. Get signed up today. Now, I know we're headed off to a break, and I want to remind you, how can you change the amount of money in your bank account by just changing your story? When I come back after this short break, I'll be talking about creating new stories to prosperity. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you preparing for extraterrestrial communication? Attend Star Talk on July 11th at the Maitreya Center in Redmond. Expanding right brain consciousness, we can begin to activate the celestial mind with direct experience of interstellar energies. From Parallel Universe Programs and Sandra Rodman, Star Talk, July 11th. Call 425-214-2926 or visit parallel-universe.us.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about creating new stories to prosperity and how changing your story can bring you more money. After that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first of all, what do I mean by that title of creating new stories to prosperity? We all have stories that we tell ourselves daily. They're also known as self-talk, and commonly this is what you hear running through your mind all day long. Most of us have heard these thoughts over and over and over again for years. We not only hear them, but we say them too. Many times these messages came from our parents or family members, or our friends may have said these things to us. No matter the source, we continue to say, think, and create the same issues over and over again using them. The fact is, we may not realize we're the one creating the problem, but anything that shows up in your life is something you contributed to creating. Most of the time, we do this very unconsciously because no one has shown us how our stories, thoughts, and feelings are directly connected to what's happening around us each day. So although I'm going to talk about changing your stories to be more prosperous, I want you to understand that you can use these techniques to change anything in your life. And as an illustration of that point, I want to remind you of the fish story. This story actually happened right here in the fair city of Seattle at the world-famous flying fish market at Pike Place. One day, a young fellow got a job selling fish there, and he was overjoyed with this opportunity. But no matter what he did, he could not sell fish. A consultant at the time discovered that all the other employees thought this young fellow was too loud and boisterous to sell fish. So she had them all agree to do an experiment for just 2 weeks. And here's what it was. All they had to do was every time they thought about or saw this young fellow, they were to think, "Boy, this guy can really sell fish." It was just an experiment for 2 weeks. Now, what do you think happened to that young fellow? Well, he broke all their sales records. Amazing, eh? Who changed their story? The guys who thought the kid was too loud to sell fish. And the kid who was selling fish also changed. He started selling a lot of fish because now the energy around him had shifted. Now, this story just shows you how we put and keep other people in their patterns. We complain about people all the time, usually because they're not doing what we want them to do. But what's really going on is that they're reflecting back our own energies, just like a mirror. So now, let's take this story to a different application. What do you think happens with the self-talk you have about money? If you don't have enough money, what do you hear yourself say or think? That money doesn't grow on trees? That you never have enough? That you can't afford it, that you continue to struggle every week. Maybe your parents didn't have enough money either. It doesn't matter how this story started. You can change it. And even more important, you can change it now. Once you change it, your bank account will change too, for the better. And don't we love that? Now, why is this important? Just as we saw with the story about the young guy selling fish, we're always creating more of whatever we're thinking, saying, and feeling. So let's look at changing those stories you tell yourself about money. Okay, so you're ready to start a new story, but all these years you've been telling yourself the truth, right? Are you struggling with not having enough money? That's the way it's been, right? Or maybe you have enough to pay the bills, but not much more than that. Not enough to do all the things you want to do. So here's the deal. When you're focused on what is, or what we commonly refer to as telling the truth, the universe hears that we want more of that. So when it hears that you never have enough money, or you can't afford to do such and such, the universe hears that you want less money. Oh my God! No wonder you never have any extra money. So we need to change the story. You might want to start with something simple like, more than enough money is coming to me easily now. Maybe you try that one for 2 to 4 weeks, thinking and saying that every day to yourself, multiple times per day. I'll repeat that story. More than enough money is coming to me easily now. Put this on your computer, your bathroom mirror, your car's dashboard, on your refrigerator in the kitchen, and put it on a piece of paper and carry it around in your pocket. Then, after 2 to 4 weeks, when you notice more money is flowing to you, change it to something like this. I now have more than enough money to pay my bills and enjoy life. Do the same process. Put it in all the places where you can see it often throughout the day. Place one of them in your pocket. If you like color, add some color to it. Make it more lively. You can even put a beautiful photo or picture behind it. Maybe you're very happy in the picture, or it's a photo of something you love to do, or a picture with lots of money. You can play with these stories in lots of ways and have fun with them. Again, the second story is like this. I have more than enough money to pay my bills and enjoy life. Now, let's suppose that 6 to 8 weeks has gone by, and now you do have enough money to pay all your bills and enjoy life. Maybe then the next story is that I have plenty of money to pay my bills, and now my savings are growing each and every week. So you see how this works? You can step it up every few weeks until you have what you want. Okay, I can hear your disbelief that this could happen in a matter of 6 to 8 weeks, but it's actually true. You don't need to know how it could happen. You only need to know what you want to happen. When you start focusing on what you want, you start creating it, unconsciously, of course, but that's how it works. This is why we need to change our habitual responses to life and choose new stories to create prosperity. Now, speaking of habitual responses, have you ever watched a fly trying to get out a partially open window? It's so close, and yet so far from where it wants to go. Even if the window is open at least halfway, the fly continues to repeat its failed strategy over and over again. It cannot get through the glass, but it doesn't notice the breeze. It won't cross the wooden frame so it can get out because it's attracted to the light. Nor does it pay any attention at all to any messages or cajoling from me trying to help it get out. If it could just take a different tactic for a few seconds, it would likely discover the open part of the window that offers it the freedom it wants. Now, I imagine that's what the universe or our guides and angels see when we're doing the same thing. They're standing close by, giving us messages, trying to cajole us into taking a new tactic and telling a new story. If we could just turn our attention to a slightly different direction and walk over the wooden frame, we would have our freedom or whatever solution we're after for our current challenge. Yet many of us continue to use the same strategy for problem solving, even though it doesn't work. And worst of all, it may never have worked, yet we do it over and over again. Often we've been taught to persist and not give up. We believe that if we just persist a little longer, that piece of glass we're attempting to get through will just evaporate. If this is what you believe, you could be in for a major trauma this summer. This is the summer to change your patterns. This is the summer to start using new ideas, new methods, and new ways of doing things. Aren't you tired of overworking and still not having enough money? Aren't you tired of thinking you have to earn every penny? That's the old way. It's time to stop and do something completely different. Walk over the wooden frame and find the open window. The universe is trying to assist you. Believe me, when I tell you that the structures are in place and the window is open, you can get out. First, give up the idea and pattern of not having enough money. Put up the white flag and surrender to the universe. Stop paddling upstream. Turn your boat around and let it float downstream. Most people let out a big sigh of relief when they do this. Then center yourself in your heart and intuition. I know, that sounds like a bunch of fluff, but it's not. In these times when things spin faster and faster, there isn't enough time to use our old methods. Instead, we need to learn how to listen to our hearts and intuition. They're our major guidance system now through the next several years, and we need to listen to and act upon these messages we're getting instead of trying to steer with our rational ways. I know our culture has taught us not to do this. That's why I'm bringing it to your attention. We already have all the answers we need. We just need to listen to them and use them. Start by telling a new story about your money or any situation. When you start telling a new story before it's true, you give the universe energetic permission to bring it to you. You're literally saying, I'm ready for this, universe. This month and next, make it a point to choose a new response, a new strategy, a new story. Accept that you do have the wisdom to know the right direction to take. Trust yourself and the universe by taking a chance on it working out well. Stop taking the same actions over and over while you expect a different result. That's just insanity. This summer, do yourself a huge favor. Walk over that wooden frame with a new story and fly out the window to freedom. Now, I know we're coming up to a short break, and after this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Becky, how much weight have you lost since coming to Positive Changes?
I've lost 65 pounds.
How does that make you feel?
It put me back in control. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something to eat, I would take a couple bites and push the rest away.
Was it easy to lose the weight?
It was really easy. It made me make better food choices. I didn't give up anything. I think I will really keep this weight off forever.
How has losing the 65 pounds affected your health?
My cholesterol is lower. I'm off my blood pressure medication. My knees don't hurt anymore. My back doesn't hurt. I feel awesome.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Thank you.
back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And remember, if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenges. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
And it makes a great gift for Christmas in July, right?
That's right.
it's always my favorite time of the month, too.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Shelby's calling in from Seattle. She's stuck in a position at work, at least for her career, I think. Let's see what else she has to say around that. She was born, January 20th of 81 at 11:35 a.m. in Everett. Shelby, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi, Shelby. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little stuck.
Stuck, okay. Not a surprise with eclipses here. So tell me what's happening.
So I've been working in this position. It's a sales position for the last 3 or 4 months, and it just kind of feels like I'm not sure if this is the right path for me, sales in general.
I see.
Yeah, and I mean, besides that, I kind of feel like I'm just flailing around with my finances and my love life and everything. It's just all crazy right now. So
okay.
I'm not sure. I'm sure a lot of people are in this position.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Dad, have you done sales before?
I have. I've done it before.
What kind of sales are you doing now versus what you did before?
I'm doing pharmaceutical sales, and before I was doing advertising sales, and before that I was a writer and photographer.
Okay. All right. And let me just ask you, how do you feel about the pharmaceutical industry?
It's good. It's frustrating, I must say. I want to do more good with my life, for sure.
Oh, you feel like you could do more good with your life if you were, not in the pharmaceutical industry? Is that what you're saying? Or that you could do?
I don't know. I'm not sure what direction I should go. I mean, I could do something great with the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what to do. I'm not sure if I should stay in sales or leave.
Well, here's the thing. In your career, You're looking for a career that offers you some credibility. It should offer you some growth, and
mm-hmm.
it should offer you a way to connect with other people. And
right.
you want your career to have something innovative about it. That's why I was asking you how you feel about the pharmaceutical industry. You would really
mm-hmm.
like your career to be something that would lead people into a higher level of consciousness. You are
yeah.
an Aquarius, and the myth
yeah.
about Aquarius is that they came here from another star system to bring higher consciousness to Earth. But they get here, and it's really, really, really dense here, and they can't even remember why they came.
Is that right?
And so, it gets to be kind of a challenge, you see, because they can't think of, what in the heck am I doing here?
Yeah.
So, you would like an opportunity in your career to have some way for you to bring higher consciousness to other
mm-hmm.
people, to the planet. And I'm not sure if the pharmaceutical industry offers you that.
Right.
Now, perhaps a highly evolved pharmaceutical company could do that. I'm not certain if there are any of them out there.
Right.
I'm certain there probably could be. I just maybe don't know about them. but I'm not certain that you are in the right industry.
Yeah. I mean, are aquariums, do they usually feel like they're kind of flailing around and not sure what direction to go?
It depends on the aquarium.
Okay.
But you know, it can be a challenge just to figure out why are they here.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
if you call
me for a consultation, we can talk more in depth about,
okay,
you know, what might be a little more appropriate for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah. And thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
Oh, I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Shelby, very much. That leaves another line open here at Cosmic Connections with Madeline, 1-800-930-2819. Madeline, shall we shuffle off to another caller?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's do it. We have Karen now calling in from Edmonds. She wants to know what's up creatively with her life. There I go.
Oh, very good.
Did I work on it? Did I get that out okay?
You got it.
All right. October 17th of 59 at 8:36 p.m. in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's where she was born. So, Karen, welcome to the show, and I apologize for messing up on the intro.
Well, thank you.
Hi,
Madeline.
Karen.
Hello.
So now, what are you asking me about in terms of creativity? What's happening in that area right now?
Well, actually, for the last couple of weeks, I've been like super creative, and now I'm kind of thinking about what I'm going to do in the future as far as occupation. I've got a business right now that I'm not going to be able to carry on indefinitely. And so, I'm thinking about which way
I
should go.
This year, you are really in a huge expansion mode.
Next year.
And if I could give you one piece of advice for figuring this out, it would be to do a vision board as soon as possible.
Okay.
Because what's going on here is that you are right at the point where you are creating a whole new vision for your life and expanding according to that vision.
Okay.
And whatever you choose to do that way is also going to heal anything that perhaps, any old traumas perhaps that you may have gone through in the past that need to be healed, any negative energies that may be healing, you know, still hanging around, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So you're in a very huge expansion mode for your career.
Okay. Very good.
And you're going to do it through expanding your creativity.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's like flying in every direction.
Yeah, it's very big. And this is going on for the whole year. It's coming back now to really look at this closely. It's Jupiter's right up at your midheaven, very close to it. It will actually cross into the 10th house. Would be like getting a promotion in December.
In December?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and so now through then, you are really thinking about how you want to use your creativity, expand your creativity in a big way, and really put together a vision of what you want for your future.
All righty.
So,
that's funny.
You know,
that's been on my mind a lot lately, too, the vision board. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it doesn't even have to be a giant one. You know, it can be, you know, a half-size poster board. You know, go get some magazines. And the best way to do it is when you're flipping through the magazines, you know, don't be analyzing stuff. Just pull out the things that you initially, you know, like, oh, that's beautiful. Or, you know, whatever strikes your fancy, you see.
Okay.
Don't put a lot of time into thinking, oh, is this the right thing, you know. Leave the analysis behind and just cut out pictures that strike your fancy.
All righty.
You don't have to know how they're going to fit together.
Okay.
And be sure, of course, that you have pictures of you and your family and maybe your pets.
Okay.
You want to put, you know, or friends that you are very keen on. And you want to put all those things into your vision board because you want everybody and everything that you want into your life to be showing up in it.
Okay.
And then, the best thing, I think, because I just know myself and how other people's lives are, if you don't get together with some other friends to do it, you're likely to put it off indefinitely. It doesn't have a place on the schedule where it has to occur, you see. So it's best if you can get together with some other friends and you set aside an afternoon to do it. And, you know, it's best if you have 3 or 4 hours to do it.
Okay.
You know, and everybody brings magazines.
Bring magazines, bring dessert. And
it's fascinating to see what happens. I found it extremely clarifying, extremely fun, and highly energizing.
Okay, I'll do that. I was thinking about doing that with my son,
Yeah, it's a great idea. So set up your time, you know, and I hear that music. And thank you. Thank you for coming on the show, Karen.
Yes, thank you. Very
okay. Now, when we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, if you have a personal question, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. But you don't need to give me that if you have an economic question or a prosperity question or a timing question, just for personal questions. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, which is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and we actually have a line open for one more caller if they want to sneak in at 1-800-930-2819. We'll take off to Janet here. She's calling in from North Seattle. She's been making some home improvements to her house, like myself, so we're in the same boat together. Well, home together, not necessarily home. More of the figurement of speech. So, with that, she's thinking she might be a little scattered with projects lately. Her information, let's see, December 15th of 47 at 5 p.m. in good old Seattle as well as where she was born. So, Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Madeline. Is there any favorable alignment of planets for home and garden improvements for me, or should I be doing something different?
Home and garden improvements. Actually, it looks like you're doing some changes to your home. Yeah, and does it feel like there's some pressure to do these changes?
Oh, I invite people over for a party, and then I go like a whirlwind getting ready for them.
Good for you. That is brilliant. Well, it looks like you are in a process that probably started maybe a year ago, and it's going to last for until probably next year sometime, where you're restructuring things in your home life or your house. So, and has there been any changes also occurring in your career?
No, but I have the strongest feeling there will be in this autumn.
Oh, okay, because it looks like there are some, it looks like there's some potential, anyways, for you to have a fairly significant change in your career. Not necessarily negative, because it looks like next, maybe February, it looks like you're due for a promotion.
Okay.
And so that part is very good. And it looks like you even, is something good happening in your career even now? Perhaps happened a little bit earlier this year?
Well, I'm a professional gardener, and this is the time of the year I make money, so that's good.
And it looks like you've been having some growth that way. It looks like there's been opportunities for growth this year.
Oh, people have been networking for me in the most blessed way.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
because it looks like, and it should be this way pretty much for the whole summer, whole year for you. So you should be getting a fair amount of opportunity that way.
Now, thank you.
Yeah, so for your project, what kind of stumbling blocks are you having with them?
Focus.
Focus.
You know, yeah, should I prune all those trees in back there to let in more light, or should I make the patio nicer, or what about the barbecue pit? And you know, I need to treat that wood over there. And
I see. So what to do first, second, and third.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or if I'm barking up the wrong tree, you know.
Right. Okay. Let me see here on your mental, because this is partly mental. It looks like to me you have this problem on a regular basis. Looks like you have more ideas than you know what to do with.
Maybe that's
time it. To do them.
Well, you know, Sagittarius, we got that quiver full of arrows, and we're just shooting them all over the place.
That's
so.
Right, and you're enthusiastic about all those possibilities.
Yes, you read that right. Yeah.
So you have a lot of potential things that you're sitting on. And you actually do have a nice focus because your sun is trying to Saturn, which means that you can get right down to the management of how are we going to do this? How, you know, what's the logistics? You know, how is this going to play out? You know, what's the sequence, the right sequence to do these things? So you do that ability to focus. That's innately, okay?
Okay.
But at the moment, what's going on, and this has probably been going on for a few years, you may have what I call sort of lose a little bit of that focus in the sense that you're off visioning things. you're off kind of envisioning what you want. And so it's a little bit distracting from being focused on this sort of here and now, we got to get this project done. So what I would recommend you do is give that energy some attention. Because if you give it some attention, then it will let you go back to doing your normal focus.
So,
and what I would do is I would go do that vision board for your yard.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I would go and cut out pictures of what ideally does this yard end up looking like? You know, what are the best things that just, you know, excite you about it? And then, you see, that would allow that energy that wants to go off and vision, you see, to have its heyday. And then you can go back to focusing.
Okay.
You see how that works? If you
Yes.
give it a little attention, it'll stop distracting you.
I hadn't thought of it in that way.
Yeah, because what's going on is it's asking you to take some time to do this visioning. And if you will just give it that, it'll stop bugging you all day long.
Okay. Yeah, I've been
okay.
going on garden tours like crazy and getting visions that way. So
yeah, you can really have fun with this. And get some of your friends together. They need to do vision boards, too.
Okay, it sounds like your theme for this summer. I hear it a lot.
It's extremely strong energies right now. So
Thank you.
Would definitely do it as soon as you can.
Thank you. I'm glad you told me that it applies to me, too.
Yes, it does.
Okay, Madeline.
And enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Stop believing that only action can make things happen. It's not true. I know we've been trained to believe that, but here's the real deal. You could never make up for negative thoughts, energy, and feelings with action and doing. It isn't even possible. No matter how hard you try, it just doesn't work. Start working with your intention, your thoughts and feelings. Set your intention daily for a total of at least 68 seconds per day, and for a minimum of at least 17 seconds each time you do it. Start feeling the joy and gratitude of already having it, and be grateful for the solution coming to you easily. Thank the universe in advance for having already provided it, even though it's not yet here. It will come, I promise you. Now, next Friday, on July 17th, my show will be about the energy of change. We're in a summer, fall, winter, spring, and next summer of change. So discover how you can flow with these energies better and stay centered while we're spinning with changes. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get one of the last, and boy, we're really down to the last, 2009 Good Timing Guides. And also order my newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back for the rest of the year. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.